As Victorian Senator Darren Hinch revives his push for a public database of convicted sex offenders, a researcher who's looked into similar laws in the US has raised doubts over whether it will be effective. Senator Hinch's proposal has been dubbed Daniel's Law, named for child victim Daniel Morcombe, and would see authorities begin publishing the details of convicted sex offenders online. Stephen Smiley reports.
Across America, states, counties and cities compete to have the toughest child sex offender laws. For example, on Halloween, in parts of California and Florida, sex offenders are required to post lawn signs at their homes, warning trick-or-treating children away.
Halloween is days away and registered sex offenders are being told to put signs on their doors to protect children. It's called Operation Boo, and the sign says, "We do not participate in trick-or-treating."
Across all 50 states, the U.S. federal government requires that sex offenders' details be made public. In many states, the information is mapped and searchable by name, town, or zip code. In California, it's this database that police use on Halloween to enforce a strict sex offender curfew.
It's zero tolerance. The sex offender must be home from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m., porch lights off, no Halloween decorations, and no candy outside or inside the home.
Victorian Senator Darren Hinch is championing a version of this public database system in Australia. Speaking to reporters in Canberra this week, alongside the parents of Queensland child murder victim Daniel Morcombe, he says there's momentum for the change.
I want to try and get it onto the next agenda of COAG so that the premiers can discuss it. As I said, more than 150,000 people support the idea of doing it. And we got so close in 2015 in the Northern Territory. And then, of course, there was a change of government. It didn't happen.
Dr. Karen Gelb is a consultant criminologist and co-author of a report on sentencing compiled for the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse.
I'd advise very strongly against adopting any community notification scheme. There are simply too many problems associated with it.
She says she looked closely at the research done in the United States on sex offender register laws, which have been proliferating since the 1990s.
The essential principle is that if you give the community access to information about sex offenders living in that community, that will make the community safer. The research evidence, though, is very much to the contrary, that community notification schemes simply don't work. They do not make the community any safer.
Across the United States in 2014, there were nearly 800,000 convicted sex offenders on public databases. Dr. Gelb says having their details publicly available invites vigilantism, which has increased crimes committed against people who've been misidentified as sex offenders. She says the public registers also make it much harder for sex offenders who've been released from prison to be rehabilitated after their crimes.
An argument might be made that that's fine, that's their problem. They committed these terrible crimes and so they shouldn't have an easy time of it. But of course, the ultimate aim is to prevent future offending, is to protect people, and making it harder to rehabilitate and reintegrate offenders simply is not going to do that.
Criminologist Dr. Karen Gelb ending that report by Stephen Smiley.